We have two great questions in tonight's gospel that Jesus poses. And great questions always get to fundamental things. So a fundamental question leads to a fundamental answer, and that fundamental answer leads to a fundamental reality. And then we build our lives on those fundamental realities. So, little context. Jesus is journeying to Jerusalem. He's been healing and teaching, and he's getting quite a following behind him. This great wonder worker, this preacher with authority. And he hears lots of things being said about him. So at a certain point, he gathers his apostles and he asks the first great question. Who do people say that I am? And they respond. Some say John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, another prophet. But then Jesus goes deeper. He raises the stakes. And he says, but who do you say that I am? You see, he calls them out of their comfort into a stance, a strong personal stance. Who do you say that I am? People have their opinions, and that's fine. But who do you say that I am? Do you know about me, or do you know me? And of course, it's Peter who steps up, and we have Mark's rendering. It's more developed in Matthew. But it's Peter who steps up, and he says, you are the Christ. In Matthew, he says more. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that profession of faith, my friends, that profession right there is what the entire church is built upon. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Peter steps forward in a personal way, but also in his role as one who will be the first pope. And every pope throughout the history of the church, even the bad ones, have never touched or added to that claim. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's exactly what the foundation of our church is. Peter's response is so very vital because it highlights the uniqueness of who Jesus is. He's not just another good teacher. He's not just another moral example. He's not just another religious leader, but he is someone totally and utterly unique and totally different. Jesus is the one who demands everything. Everything about Peter, everything about the apostles, everything about the disciples. See, that is important because even today, people will say all sorts of things about who Jesus is. You'll hear them over the airwaves. You'll read about it in the internet. You'll even hear it in classrooms here. Jesus is a nice man. There's many paths. They all go the same direction. Everything leads one place. Lots of religions, lots of open paths. The Christian doesn't have to say every path is wrong, but he or she does have to say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. See, Jesus compels a choice, unlike every other religious figure. He forces people to decide, are you with me or are you not? What will your life be about? That's a great thing for us to wrestle with tonight. Just as much as the apostles had to wrestle with it, so too do we. Do we know Jesus? Or do we just know about him? Are we following him? Or are we watching from the sidelines? Even if the sidelines means a pew in a church, because it definitely can mean just a pew in a church. Let's flip those two questions around for a second. What do people say about Carroll College? Who do people say that we are? Well, U.S. News and World Report says we're the number one regional college in the West. We're the number one undergraduate teaching college. We're the number one college for veterans in the West. I'm really proud of that one. We're the number three best value college in the West. We have one of the best nursing programs in the nation, pre-med. Our acceptance rates are out of this world compared to other colleges for medical school. We have a great thing going here. People know that. That doesn't touch the core of who we are, does it? What if we were able to ask Jesus, who do you say that we are? Who do you say that we are? I don't even pretend to know what he would say, but I'll speculate this. You are beloved sons and daughters of the Father. That each one of you, with all of your gifts, has an absolute and utterly unique role to play in the building up of the kingdom of God, in the bringing of the divine life to this world. Each one is called to know God, to love God, and to serve God in this life, and to be with him forever in the next. Each one of you is called to nothing less than sainthood, to give your life joyfully and completely with passion and courage and perseverance and dedication, to live a joyful discipleship where all that you are and all that you have and all that you do finds its source and its summit and its center in and with and through Jesus Christ. You, us, Carroll, we're called to transform the world, and nothing less than that, one heart at a time, by receiving Jesus' love and then communicating it, one heart at a time. See, because it's not enough for us just to have rankings in U.S. News and World Report. And it's not enough for us just to graduate competent people. It's not enough for us to graduate people who don't default on their student loans. It's not enough for us, listen now, even to graduate good citizens. Even that is not enough. Because we are called to something higher and better and more lasting. And it all hinges on the stance that you and I take when Jesus asks us the question, who do you say that I am? We don't stand behind a mission statement. We don't stand behind a banner or a slogan. Each one of us stands upon our own response to that question. And Jesus asks the question, who do you say that I am? Are you with me? Do you know me? And do you know what it entails to say yes? It costs, my friends, to say yes to Jesus Christ. He makes no bones about it. It costs everything. If you wish to be my disciple, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. It costs everything. But you get everything and more back. You see, we're the church. That's a Greek word. Ekklesia. Ekklesia. It's a combination of two words. It literally means to be called out of. Ek and kaleo. Ekklesia. The church is those who are called out. We're called out of comfort. We're called out of a comfortable existence where we get to sit on the sidelines and watch someone else do the work. We're called out of an existence where we say, I don't need to live my faith in the public sphere. We're called out of an existence where we say, I don't need to live my faith in the classroom. Jesus doesn't give us that option. He calls us out. We're called out of living our lives as if we were the center. But if we're called out, it's only because he calls us into something more. And in fact, it's not just something more, it's someone more. It's himself. We're called into the divine life. That's why one of the most important prayers of the Mass is when the priest holds up the bread and the wine, which has become the body and the blood. And the priest says, through him and with him and in him. See, we're called out of all those mediocre ways of being, and we're called into the fire of his own life and love. And that's what it means to be the church. I submit that's also what it means to be Carroll College. Men and women who take a stance, who step forward and say, I believe that you are the Christ. And because you are the Christ, everything in my life changes. I believe that you are the Christ. And I can't define you, but I know if I believe that, that belief defines me. And when that happens, brothers and sisters, then this new adventure of living happens. Does it cost? You bet. But I want to leave you with this truth that Jesus says in the gospel, because it is absolutely true, and it is so very vital that you hear it in this day and age. If you seek to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for his sake and for the gospel, you will save your life. If you seek to save your life by keeping it safe, by living mediocre faith, by only going partly in, you'll lose. You will lose every time. Great priest friend of mine said, following Jesus from a safe distance is neither following him nor is it safe. Remember that. Following Jesus from a safe distance is neither following him nor is it safe. But if we lose our lives in a radical way, in a way the world doesn't understand, in a way that even some people here on campus don't understand, if we make Jesus Christ the absolute foundation of everything we are about at Carroll College, if we put all our chips in the center of the table and say, I'm all in on Jesus Christ, King of Kings, then not only will we save our lives, but we will allow the Lord to use us as instruments of saving the world. And that is what's at stake. Nothing less. What a great opportunity to be here at Carroll. What a great opportunity to be called by Jesus, to come right close to him, to follow him, to take up the cross when we need to take up the cross, to walk with him, to choose him above all things. What a great moment for us tonight. And then we live it tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. One day after another, one moment after another. Brothers and sisters, who do you say Christ is? Who do you say he is? Pray about that. and make a choice and make a decision and make it tonight